Sof Kol Samud Beis Kol Nisef Ches. Im Kibbul Olav B'Tfilas Ad Mincha Shalosh Arba Taniyos. Whatever Tzufim Zecher Zeb. It wasn't going to be three or four days in a row, but rather it's going to be different times. He says he's going to fast the next Monday, Thursday, and Monday again. So yesh mishim yistapek im saga b'kabbalah achas l'kulam or yimsorach l'kabbalah l'chol echad v'echad. It's not clear whether that can work, whether you can be b'kabbal all three at one time. So that's the Shulchan Aruch remains of the question. Means, or it's, we would assume it should work, you're saying, but some people raise a question about that, which is actually a rush. And then Ramah says, Miu, ago Miu, Nogo Am the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah Achaz, Rasagi Behochi. The minigun is to be made on that. That's sufficient. Chendas mixes Rav Vosa. And it is the opinion of some of the Rishonim. So he sounds like he's saying, that it's acceptable to rely on that opinion. Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches. I'm sorry, but Kabbalah Achaz to Kulam. Mitnei Shekibbul Bebas Achaz. Can you accept it all three at one time? So some people raise it as a question if that's acceptable. Miu Nogo Amo Lamed Ches. Who is a Mavorchim Shabbos Shalachar Pesach Vesukis Yishi Kabbalah Dizanos Sheni Vachemishi Vesheni. We give a bracha to the people that will fast b'hab. So it could be b'chlal b'hab does not need a Kabbalah, because that's the standard. But even if you said it does need a Kabbalah, possibly you can make a Kabbalah that the language of a person will be makabal to misana for these three times, and one he's makabal all three in one shot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and amen, people answer amen. So kabbalah amen circle kabbalah oyd b'mincha shalafana. So saying amen means you're accepting it. I'm saying what he said is true, which means I'm accepting it. Therefore, you do not need any further kabbalah. It will normally be said that you would need to do the kabbalah right beforehand. Over here, it works earlier. We could argue that the person is not mechuyev to fast because he didn't really he didn't actually say a Kabbalah. Okay, if he mashik sabna the kabbalah, he's a tough kub sama gimel. The yesh mechuyev much I feel here, but v'ad havi Kabbalah. Even just thinking you're going to fast is sufficient. So the Zorba the Devarim in Be'esh Ona Amen how you believe the Sanus. If when you said Amen, you had intent to fast. Shaloi Lachshu means that you can't back down from what you said, because according to them, such a Sofik Evachiev you'd have to be Machmer. Now, take a look at the Shar Tzion, Lamed Zion. He quotes the Prima Gadim. Chas Hashem Prima Gadim. The Loikat Loigim. You should answer me. Shemeshal Shashat Mavorach Mishaberach Mishemakabu Bahab Dein Shum Echod Kemat Erna Amen. It's not proper not to answer me, because they're afraid if they say Amen that they have to fast. To Ein Mechuyev Lisanos Layerezet. Okay, so he's saying people were scared to answer Amen because they thought it would be a Kabbalah and that would force them to fast when they didn't want to fast. He said, that's not true. Your Amen does not make you fast. So therefore the best thing to do is to answer Amen to the bracha that the priest he's giving. That the ones you're giving a bracha to the ones which are fasting, they should get a bracha. You should think in your mind that you're not planning to fast. Even according to the opinion which says that here alone is enough, But if you think explicitly, my intent over here is not to be mekabel. My intent is just to give a bracha to those. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give a bracha to those who do it. So then, what's the problem? So why shouldn't your answer remain to that tefillah? Okay. Tess. Kibbalah hisanus lamacher behisana. Person was mekabel to fast, and he fasted. He decided, you know what, let's keep fasting. But that was a decision made then.
I have a question about that. On the main point?
Yeah.
Why would we think to say that if somebody didn't have kavanah to take on the tainus, that their main would make them have to fast? Or that's not what we're saying?
He's really saying that no. You know, as long as if you didn't have intent, so answering main doesn't make you do any chiyuv.
Right.
It says, and even if you did have intent, could be your answering main doesn't do anything, because you didn't say you're doing it fast, you just said it main. What he is saying is that there's a current opinion that here is enough, that if you had intent when you said a main, so then you'd be mechuyev to continue.
Okay.
So for that opinion, just to make sure that you're not getting involved in any issues, you should have it, if you don't plan to, it's better to have in mind that you're not going to. Okay, he was mekabel tainus and he fasted. Then he continued into the next night, not based on any original Kabbalah. That was a new decision. So he fasted all of Monday night, all of Tuesday day. Eno tainus, that second day is not a tainus. There was no Kabbalah for the second day. What's the chiddush over here? We already said you need to do a Kabbalah. Because maybe you would argue this is all really a continuation of that original Kabbalah. That's why this case is a chiddush over what we said before. Even so, it doesn't work. Enotinus. So both it's relevant in regards to davening an eino, it's also relevant a person that said he's planning to do a tainus. This is not called a tainus. Okay. Mem beis shel kibbalah mibodyan mashma. Even though he was mekabel in the evening, he said, you know what? I'm going to continue to fast this whole night and all of tomorrow. It's too late. He has to be mekabel the previous day. He's going on the first day. I think he's going on the first day. In other words, had he said originally, he's going to fast Monday night and Tuesday day. So had he said originally on Sunday, when he was mekabel by Mincha, he's going to fast Monday night and Tuesday, it would have been a tainus. He didn't do that. So it sounds like even if he, Sunday night, says, you know what, not a bad idea, why don't I just keep going through? I'm mekabel right now that when I fast tomorrow, meaning when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to fast all the way through till Tuesday night. Well, it's too late. Kibbalah belayla l'mahani. If I'm going to rub shadai to dafkim, kibbalah achar shehitzchel isanus the shame times. That which doesn't work is once Monday morning has come and he started fasting, then it's too late to extend it. The kibbalah tzarech liyos mekadem has chalas atainus. Hey matanus shol, so hey matanus yem sholim. And when kibbalah alatzav belayla kadem shehitzchel isanus, having a kabbal on the night before the tainus fast started, that he's going to extend that tainus. Afshal yotze yidei nidra bezet. The likur tainus sholem kibush lekiblu mivayim. Kamalkem el kaponim tainus sholus habi kibush lekiblu kara maschal tanisu. Mitzvah lemachar anenu l'dei akamaisa b'shebesifyu. So We'll see in the next sip something called Tainus Shos, which means even it could be to fall fast, but there wasn't a Kabbalah. So the Nedri wasn't Yotzei, but the Tefillah Aneinu, according to that opinion, he would say. Yesh Rechonim Shecholkim Maservim. The Hechash Adaitol Yisanash Yem Sholem Ein Alob Shem Tanah Shosh. You can't call that second day a fast of hours, because it was a whole day, it wasn't hours. Okay? Ubalot Kabbalah Mibodyam. Avdei Kamais Ein Alob Shem Tanah Shklal Avanyan Yisbal Anin. So, it's worse. Since it's a whole day, and there was never was a Kabbalah Mibodyam, it's nothing. It's not a tainus for a neinu, it's not a tainus for being yotzei yedein nidrei. So where's the case of tainus shows? Where part of the day you didn't fast, part of the day you did fast, and you were mekabel it, and the part of the day that you didn't. So it means it's a Kabbalah before the tainus started, for part of the day. So that's what you can discuss, it's called a valid Kabbalah. But over here, when it says Kabbalah, the whole day is the day. That lefim mashik calls the Rambam sif hey linoi betanis yochid shemar neno b'shemayat tefilu afbalik Kabbalah klal. Who didn't the neno can't cause the belly rub. The ma'isum, the Rambam said that regards to saying a neno, if you're fasting, you can say a neno even if you weren't makabel. So you can make all the gabi the din of a neno for this purpose. Okay. Yud. Misana Adam Tainis Shois. Who shall Yechu Kolayim? Okay, so you can fast a fasting of hours as long as you don't eat the whole day. So what does that mean? I mean, you know, it sounds to be contradictory in terms. You're fasting the whole day, but you're only fasting part of the time. Well, since we saw there's that part of the definition of Tainus is the Kabbalah, it's possible to have that reality. The person didn't eat the whole day, but he only was makabel part of the day. Yeah? Makes sense? It's possible a person will not eat the whole day, but his Kabbalah was only for part of the day. So Misal Adam Tainus Shos, so holding the Sifyun. Tavku Samavei Sifyun. Person fasts a partial tainus of just hours, as long as he doesn't eat the whole time. Ketzad. Person got up early, something to take care of, and he did not eat or drink anything, that's already chatzos. Well, that takes a show, it's already 9 hours in the day. He says, you know what? Might as well fast the rest of the day, get a mitzvah fasting, right? That's what he thinks. So he's makabel on himself to fast the rest of the day. See, physically has not eaten anything today. He's fasting only a certain amount of the day for the purpose of a tainus. So reza misano oisim shos. The person can then fast those hours. And we spell Bohem Anenu, and he would daven Anenu. Shri Kibbal Lava Tainus, Kodim, Shoisa Tainus. We said, regards to saying Anenu, you need a Kabbalah before you start the fasting. So you can't wake up in the morning of the Tainus and say, I'm in Makabbalah Tainus, too late. But over here, since he wasn't Makabbalah Tainus till Chatzois, and when he's a Kabbalah, he says, you know what? It wasn't even, let's, he made a decision now regards to what he's doing in the future. That's called a Kabbalah. Right? Yesham and the Gamza Tainus Shos, Sarsh Kabbalah Olam Miasma. Even this is called Tainus Shos, that you don't say a name. So what's the case of Tainus Shos when you say a name? No, there was a Kabbalah from the day before. What would that be? So the previous day, he made a commitment to fast half of the day. Now, but we know that if the person doesn't fast the whole day, it's not called a tainus. So how can he have a Kabbalah just to fast? I mean, he can make a netter in the sense of, I'm making a netter that I'm going to stand on my head. So I'm making a netter that I'm not going to eat for something for 3 hours. Okay, but that's not a tainus. So he made the Kabbalah the previous day for part of the day. But we know the definition of a tainus is not to eat the whole day. So it comes like this. So what's the case? He decided the previous day he's going to fast till Chatzos. Shegiyah l'chatzi yom, the milk will grow more. When Chatzos came, he said, you know what, might as well finish it off. But Shegiyah l'chatzi yom v'elech. He made a Kabbalah on the previous day that he'll fast from Chatzos till the night time. And when he woke up in the morning, l'mocher nimlach v'leochol gam achatzi yom v'rishon. The race of Tanis shows. So the all cases where the Kabbalah was a limited Kabbalah, wasn't a Kabbalah of a full day, but he actually was fasting the whole day. Either because he was Mekabal in the morning and he continued it into extended into the afternoon, or he was Mekabal in the afternoon and he decided that in the morning not to eat. Okay. Nimlach is always in your heart. That machshava is enough. Person thinking about the, you know, I'm going to fast is not what he means. Kabbalah means a full level of a commitment by in the person's mind that he's going to do this. Yeah, it's, you know, I'll fast tomorrow. That's not. I decided I'm fasting tomorrow. That you know, the person's thinking this was I'm going to, you know, I'll fast tomorrow. It's a real Kabbalah. So some say that the first scenario which we discussed, person who was busy and comes Chatzos, says, you know, I haven't eaten anything. So he makes a Kabbalah then, what he's going to do in the future. So it's Kabbalah before the net, before the tainus. So that he disagrees with. That this sheet says, Gamza Tanah shows Mitzorach. So it says Tzarech Lermer Shagam Tana shows that Tzarech. Even such a quote unquote Tana shows, this opinion says.
You can add on to it.
That Shagam Tana shows that Tzarech. They're saying you need a Kabbalah from the previous day. But that this sheet is saying that you need a Kabbalah from the previous day. So that's what he's saying. Even in this case, which we're calling Tana shows, also needs a Kabbalah from the previous day. Kalena will let me ask. Well, the Hanabah Ace, Tfilas, and Mizgah, like regular, the man's the time. Yimach Lagot Mugumar. Then he decides, while not, might as well finish off the day. But Shalom Rish, Shanimach, Shalay Lechol, Afilu, Shalom Hashem Tainas. It was a new commitment. He already made a Tainas for half a day. Now he says, you know what? I'm not going to eat the rest of the day. Raise a ton of shows, Zomer Mispal Bemanin. So Maisa practically did not fast the whole day, even with only Makawa part of the day. But he didn't fast the whole day, he didn't eat the whole day. So that person was saying, Nainu. By Tvilas Mincha. Yeah. Yud Aleph. Im kibbalah lov tainus ad chatzi hayom. Person committed to fast half a day. Okay. And then v'ochel achar kach yeit. V'shochel chatzi hayom kibbalah lov tainus mishom v'elech. His kibbalah was he's going to fast the second half of the day, but he ate already. And it's not a tainus which you can say the words because that's not really true. Yeah. But that much is true. If you made it, you made a Kabbalah, you made a Kabbalah. So yeah, that much you have to commit. Fulfill your commitment. The willing to make a Kabbalah ad shloishes revia hayom, 3/4 of the day. Im day to lechol kadam gemara yom enam ispala neno betfilas a mincha. Since he's planning to eat afterwards, he can't, and he daven mincha ready. There was an instant there where he hasn't had mincha yet. So, yeah, but how many mincha? He ate something. Shkarach, he can't say neno. Here it's very possible that he continued hours into the day, and he's planning to eat something before nightfall. But meal he hasn't eaten yet, and he's daven mincha. So he's davening mincha, not eating. No, it doesn't work. Enemies follow an animal, but he also mincha. Finally, I was follow a god. The yochid yochel man animal, but shemayt tefil. Yeah. Mem tesla Hashem shachla. It's an error to shachla Hashem nizrut. Who have a mina the mutter lechol tochur says man shekibolav. What's the chiddush? Otherwise, you would think you could eat that. The Lord having that or klal, come hashlon to become welcome. Certainly, son is oisus ma. No, you don't have to fast that time. Okay, Yud Beis. Taina shagos to malatzibur. Enkel yachid certainly kabbalah betfilas amencha. Since it's a gzera on the whole tzibur, you don't need each individual person in the kabbalah. The decision of the tzibur, of the bezin, or whatever it was, is binding on the rest of the community. Al sheh tzibur makas atanis areo makabal. They announce it, and that's it. Yeshem and the hani merely wrote to Israel, show you lehem nosi the fish gzera also kiyem as l'kol Yisrael. When a nosi makes the decision, it's binding. So chutz la'aretz, there wasn't one central authority. So each individual tzibur would need to make his own kabbalah. Okay. Yesharim. The didn't hear the Shah Lahak really sounds good there, Rishana Afshal Yoda will keep a lot. So what's the shell over here? We need the people to be macabre or not. According to the second opinion, if they're not macabre, the lot eats. So that's wrong. Because since according to the first person, you could not eat. So according to the first, because it is a valid Kabbalah. You can't be maker like the second sheet that it's not. It's not a valid kabbalah. It's a valid. You have a chiyuv to go with the tzibur. So they don't hear the shel hakol hisanos kader b'shena afshel yodar b'lekibalatz. He didn't know about the whole thing. Makabel the bezim was makabel the rishon fast. He didn't know about the whole thing. He wasn't there in shul that day. Kol shi'an tanisim k'sum b'sipar pasuk v'ali ein tzarkel kabel. You're the after the day rishon yamar of the zem. They look harotzuk yisov b'kibalayim k'risim b'posuk. The fast of the four of the fast days, which and the Tanis Esther, which we have, Samadalia and Sarpatavis, and the Shiras of Thomas and Tisha B'Av. Those are known. Days of so there's no need to make an announcement about it, and no need to make a Kabbalah about it. Yeah. Even the second opinion, the Maitz of Klai, so it's Makabal, that's good enough. Did Gimel. Yeesh Mishurma Shemisha Noda Vomer Imloy Eilat Lamokum Ploini Eishav Betainis. Okay, if a person makes a statement, he says, if I don't go to such and such a place, in other words, I'm going to do X. If I don't do what I was said I'm going to do, I will have to fast. Okay? So loch is me'achas shema shehis nehudvar rishus. Have you asked? If what you were committing to do was something which was not really something which you were mechuyev to do, so it was a real something which the darbi shows. So then, what you're left with is what's called an asmachta. Pirush shadam semach b'dayt reshuchol lasis davar echad. Asmachta who nerder mischayim davar ma. There's a constant halacha called asmachta. We spoke about asmachta. About other places, right? So asmachta is a person makes a commitment, seemingly makes a commitment. He says, but he's committing A to do something which he is within his will, with his power to do. He's backing up and saying, if I don't, I'll become, I'll do something. I'll sell it to you. I'll make myself over here. I'll make myself fast, right? But his real thought process—if you go into his memory now—what's he really saying? He's saying, "I'm really, really planning to take care of whatever you ask me to do. I'm really going to do it, and I'm so confident I'm going to do it that I'm willing to say, if I don't do it, I'll pay you $1 million." So I ask you, what is he? Does he really want to pay him? He doesn't want to pay him $1 million. So what's he saying about $1 million? What he's really saying is, I'm so confident in my ability to do it that I'm going to do it that I'll be mechayev myself. If not, something extraordinary. So over here, he never really meant it because he didn't really believe it'll become an issue. So here the person says, "Listen, I'm gonna go tomorrow to wherever it is. It's not a mitzvah. I'll go tomorrow wherever it is, and if I don't, I'll fast." What is he really saying? He says, I'm really planning to go tomorrow, and therefore I'll never fast. I'm not planning to fast at all. So there never really was a true Kabbalah. Because he didn't really plan to have it happen. That's called asmach. However, avim omer im lo yaseh mitzaplonis ei shev betainus. V'chein im omer im yatzileni Hashem mitzora o im yatzir turachai lo havei asmach. So the last two are out of your hands. So you can't say, I didn't mean to commit it because I'm planning. What are you planning? You're planning the version of Elizabeth. You don't know what the version of plans are. But the case of the mitzvah part, what's that about? Because over there, it's also, I'm really committed to do this mitzvah. I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and down with a million. And if I don't, I have to give $100 to stock. I said, smachta. I really plan to get up tomorrow morning. So no, over here, since it's for a mitzvah purpose, and his goal really is to strengthen his mitzvah observance, he wants the kanas to be valid in order to be part of his motivation to do the mitzvah. So since there's a reason why he wants the motivation to be valid, it's not called an asmachta. He really wants to say, if I don't, I'm really going to be in the money. This way I'll be more careful. See, his goal is to use that as an incentive to make sure he does what he's supposed to do. That's also called a commitment. It's not an asmachta. Okay. So cotton nun out. Yes, me shimer. Right. So we call that a smachta. Dogalosh and Zela dinner reaching Shamashi Hisna Hutvar Rishus. This Yesh Mishaimer, this is that language, there's those who say that a person does it in a smachta. So it's a Yesh Mishaimer. That's for the first halacha. So the first case, we have an argument. The second case, we don't. The third case, we don't. So what's the difference? So the second and third case, what he's committing to is a mitzvah. He's using the tainus as a motivation. He's using the tztaka as a motivation. Even if we'll argue that a tainus or a tztaka is a mitzvah, and we argue that even according to that opinion, when you case a mitzvah, he really means to be mechayev himself, as opposed to by secular, right? By not mitzvahs, rishos, secular, whatever, rishos. But that's what they hold. Comes as a opinion to listen. What you're you're committing to as a payback if you don't do it, so it was a mitzvah. It's the same way we say when he wants the mitzvah to happen, he's trying to just motivate himself. So you can use a similar type of svara. He really means to pay this stocker, but he doesn't do it because this is sort of a way to motivate himself to get stocker. So now the motivation isn't to get X done, the motivation is for the stocker purpose. So the other person can disagree with what the Mechaber is saying. And they say that since there's an element of mitzvah in either direction, whether the original commitment is a mitzvah or the kenas is a mitzvah, the person is serious. It's not a problem with smarta. That's the Yesh Mishoimer, because that's a machlokes. But the second and third cases, everybody agrees. There's no machlokes about that. That's a Mishoimer. That's pretty out of here. In my Elach Mokum Toini, what did the Kigan Shomer Im Asad the Rapony was so, right? Either he's wanting himself not to do something, or he's wanting himself to do something, right? He says, if I don't go tomorrow where I'm supposed to go, I sit still and not do what I'm supposed to do. So, Eshe Betainus. Would then the Imam rates on the stock, or a person say, I'll give it stock, the same issue. So, some say it's an Asmachta. Nunda Rabbi Asmachta. But, credit is kosher, the Eshe Lahakram, Yakash Ramachokam, as the Maisa, but Mishabur mentioned that people argue, and therefore we should be Machmer, and a person should fast, a person should give it stock. Avim Omar, however, if the original commitment was to mitzvah, the osa over there, it's he means it. Why? The osa lazar is atzmul the mitzvah. But remember that the he really wants to do the mitzvah. He really wants the shiri motivational things to make him do the mitzvah. So he's saying this is a clear motivation, so he really means it. So Klaus makes a commitment, right? That if the person saves us, we'll do X. So over here his point was since the Bereshim helped him, so he wants to pay back. That's a sophic. I don't care if it's a sophic that you really meant. So that's no shadow that situation, a person would have a din of a neder. It would not be a smachta, and if it had been a case of fasting, it would be a valentinus. Tough comes, I'm going to just hop right. Then Mishay said, here, believe the lisanus. Person thought about it. It's no good. You have to do it by Shas Mincha. So whether you did it by Parah B'Lei, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, Mishra Alops, Mishir Baliboy, Ritzalerma. Phil Gummer Badita, the Kibble Mashabdal, he's on the Samar. He didn't say, you know, it was a good idea. He's thinking, fasting tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to fast tomorrow. He said, no, I really have decided it's a real commitment, but some say that's not enough. Shemashasta Tfilis Mincha, El Makadamas, I did it before Mincha. Dilo Akhaji Spala Machme, Akhadam, Mahani Akabala, did he have it called Manchuyar? Beisha, Tsoba Pi, Ubain Behir. On the after the fact, on the b'di'evit, if a person didn't, he forgot to say it by mincha, he could say it afterwards. And that taka works. But for mincha, it's not serious, because you're supposed to really say it by mincha. Okay. L'avi kabbalah is tainus, because he didn't do b'shas mincha. Mashmid l'shin that the insark l'shanus klal, kimish l'kibbalah b'tfilas mincha. So he doesn't have to fast. He didn't commit to fast. He doesn't have to fast. He made a netter. It wasn't a halacha of tainus. Kabbalah's tainus has to be a certain way. That it wasn't. To be mice, you're makapa something. So it's not a tainus, but it's something. So you don't say an eno. And he calls out the Nina Shliach Tzibur. Let him run Neinu Ben Goel Roifim Uba Chesima Kanog. To say Neinu by Chazor Sashatz with the bracha you can't do. Avla Yachid. Let him run Neinu B'Shemay Tefila. Quite clear. From all the help, the Sifay Yachid Yachid Yachid. I feel a little kibul klal because it's a tefila. Like what's the problem? Kol Shem in Neinu Shekibul Shal B'Shatz. So B'Tzilas Mincha the Harif was Kol Shem Zayin Kabbalah Gemura Kabbalah in Yachid about a Yeshal. Let him run Neinu. So if a person was Makabel not B'Shatz Tefilas Mincha, he can say Neinu privately in his private shemester. So, can we do 8 o'clock tomorrow? Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's do 8 o'clock tomorrow.